The image embarrasses Case, but the pretty OL exhibits no reaction at all. Emboldened, Case has her print out Daryl's kanji as well, requests a thick black marker, and asks the girl to copy it, inscribing the photograph for her. "We need it for a shoot," she lies by way of explanation. Unnecessarily, because the girl considers whatever it says there, calmly judges the available space on the photo, and executes a very lively-looking version, complete with exclamation marks. Then she pauses, the marker still poised. "Yes?" Case asks.
"Pardon me, but we'll be good with happy face?"
"Please." The girl quickly adds a happy face, caps the marker, hands the photograph to Case with both hands, and bows. "Thank you very much."
"You are welcome," bowing again.
Walking past the bamboo grove in the sky-high lobby, she catches a glimpse of her hair in a mirrored wall. Speed dials Jennifer Brossard.
"It's Case. I need my hair cut."
"When?"
"Now."
"Got a pen?"
20 minutes later, in Shibuya, she's settling into a hot rocks massage that she hasn't asked for in a twilit room on the 15th floor of a cylindrical building that vaguely resembles part of a Wurlitzer jukebox. None of these women speak English, but she's decided just to go with the program, whatever it is, and count on getting her hair cut at some point in the process. Which she does, in great and alien luxury, for the better part of 4 hours, though it proves to involve a kelp wrap, a deep facial, manifold tweezings and pluckings, a manicure, a pedicure, lower leg wax, and close call avoidance of a bikini job. When she tries to pay with the Blue Ant card, they giggle and wave it away. She tries again, and one of them points to the card's Blue Ant logo. Either Blue Ant has an account, she decides, or they do Blue Ant's models, and this is a freebie. Walking back out into Shibuya sunlight, she feels simultaneously lighter and less intelligent, as though she's left more than a few brain cells back there with the other scruff. She's wearing more makeup than she'd usually apply in a month, but it's been brushed on by Zen calm professionals, swaying to some kind of Japanese Enya equivalent. The first mirror she sees herself in stops her. Her hair, she has to admit, is really something, some paradoxical state between sleek and tousled, anime hair, rendered high-res. The rest of the image isn't working, though. The standard CPUs can't stand up to this sushi chef level of cosmetic presentation.